að segja ég lók, við fyrir góðan gest hérna frá Svíþjóð og við erum afskaplega ánægð með það að fá hann til okkar hinga á útvarpssögu því að hann er búinn að vera hér í sérstakri vikuferð sem er svona málaraferð í íslenskri náttúru og verður með sýningu í litla galleríinu á Strandgötu 19 í Hafnarfirði núna föstudag, lögadag og sunnudag og það sem er sniðið við það sem hann gerir á sýningunni að þeir sem koma á sýninguna þeir taka þátt í svona happdrætti, í svona lottó
já, já.
Og svo hérna á sunnudaginn verður dregið og þá vinnur sá sem að verður heppin hann fær málverk frá honum sem hann hefur málað hérna á Íslandi núna í þessari ferð en það er gaman að því að segja að semst, hann heitir Hákon Grúpp og er vasslítamálari og það mun vera bara eitt að allra erfiðasta sem að málar að taka sig fyrir hendur það er að lita með vasslítum og þetta er hann er fættur í Finnlandi en flutti svo til Svíþjóðar og hefur bara náð mjög langt þar hann er mjög þekktur í Svíþjóð sem vasslítamálari og gerir þetta bara af sannri list afskaplega gaman að sjá verkinas og hérna og skemmtilegt fyrir Íslendinga að kynnast honum og geta einmitt farið á sýninguna í litla galleríun í Hafnarfirði en við erum náttúrulega ríðast hér inn í þáttinn hjá þig Pétur og hérna og þú tala við hann en þú ætlar að tala við hann á ensku velkomin hær Hákon Grúpp og velkomin til Radio Saga menn nú skaldu snakka með Peter hann er jú programleðar og hann snakka på engelsk með dag
yes,
lykke til
that will be fine
thank you very much welcome to Iceland, to the studio
thank you so much
I'd like to ask you Hákon why did you take this trip to Iceland
well it's a long story because I wanted to go here for about I think 15 years but of reasons I don't know it never happened
no.
And then I got a culture prize in my hometown Nyköping and I decided that the money must go to something very special not the daily food
not something practical.
No. So I decided that I put the money to go with my wife Eva here to Iceland and paint the fantastic different landscape. Mm. Different colors, different landscape. I have been painting for almost 45 years. From the beginning, oil and acrylic colors, and now it's watercolor.
Do you know much about Icelandic art or Icelandic artists? Or have you been acquainted with them?
Not so much, but I want to have contact with Icelandic artists because my ambition is to have a exchange between Swedish artists and Icelandic artists. So I hope to see a lot of artists coming to the exhibition at Little Gallery in Hafnarfjörður.
You paint landscape especially. And
almost landscape, yes.
So you were in the right place in Iceland.
Yeah.
You can say that. But I'm told that you mainly paint watercolored paintings.
Yeah.
And what do you find so attractive to paint watercolor paint?
Well, you know, I have been painting, as I said, in over 40 years.
Yes.
And for me now, it's not so difficult to paint with oil and acrylic because no. I have experience a lot and I have education to paint and everything and over 40 years. With oil and acrylic colors, you know, it is what do you call it in English? You can't see through. It's you can put white on black and black on white, and you can't see through the colors.
You have more control over the
Yes.
Those and techniques than you have over the techniques with the watercolors.
Yeah, because the watercolor, you know, it's transparent.
Yes.
So okay. You can see all the mistakes you do. You can't put like yellow on black because the black will, you can see the black through.
And but is it difficult to paint watercolor painting?
Yes, it's difficult. It's still a challenge for me after all these years.
Yes.
Because you can't control it fully. You if you think you have the colors, you have water and you have paper.
Is it a good start for beginners?
I have classes also.
And
I used to start a beginner class to say, this is the only technique in painting I don't fully control.
Mm.
And that's true. And that's the challenge. That's after all these years. So.
But can most people master the techniques of the watercolor painting?
You have to train. You have to work. I also
just like learning chess.
many days and hours. I also in classes I used to say that you must paint 2 days a week,
yes,
yearly, mm-hmm, all year around. And if you are sick or you are traveling or you can't do this two times, you have to do four times next week. So if you paint two times every week, year round, for 5 years maybe or something, then you start to be good.
What are the main rules for watercolor paintings? I mean, do you have main rules?
Yes, I can say that you have to plan a lot. Because you can't change. Mm. If you do something wrong, you better start from the beginning. And you have to, you don't paint white.
No, you use the canvas.
The paper's white.
Paper's white, yes.
So you have to plan before you start. And when you then start to paint, you have to go on very quickly because the drying time.
Can most people master the watercolor painting?
I think so.
You think so? Yes. And you are teaching this?
Yes, I think I think they can be good for not professionals, everybody, but to feel good and for home painting, everybody can.
Well, what will you be doing on your trip here in Iceland? Are you going to speak about what you'll be doing on your trip?
Yes, we started in the what's the name?
Kirkjubær cluster. Vík.
This area here.
Reykjanes.
Yes. Sorry.
Yes.
It's a lot of strange names to remember.
Yes, of course.
So in Reykjanes, yes. And that was the first day. And then we have been 2 days now in the area with the black beach in Víkur, I think it's called. Víkur.
Yes.
And I have now painted 8 paintings.
That's 2 paintings a day.
Yeah.
I see.
And 3 one day also. So I'm on the schedule now to make it. And now after this, we go up to the Snellfellnes.
Mm.
And we will be there for 3 days. And I then paint the other 8 paintings. And then we go down to...
And you will show your paintings at a gallery.
Yeah.
Can people buy your paintings?
Yes, there? Of course.
And you will put the price on the, or can man can that there be an agreement with you, or are there fixed prices?
We will the gallery owner at the Litla Gallery. We will put the prices.
Yes,
and we also will have a lottery. Do you say lottery
yes,
in English?
Lottery, yes.
So everybody who's come and see the exhibition
yes.
have the chance to win one of my paintings.
Okay, very good.
Actually, I think I haven't painted everybody yet, but I think this one.
Yes.
Maybe.
I see.
Yeah. And I put just a paper frame, like I can't frame with glass, and I don't have the time. So the prices will be very low.
Yeah, yes, but this is your job. You don't do anything. You live as an artist, and you have your work as an artist.
Yeah, for 25 years now.
Yes, yes. How is it to be a professional artist in Sweden?
Well, it's not so easy.
No.
It's also a small country.
And well, 10 million people.
Yeah, but
we in Iceland call that
yeah,
a big country.
It's not so many artists that can
no.
live just on their paintings, what
no.
they sell. So I say I can manage because I have these classes.
Yes.
I have painting courses.
Yes, of course.
Outboards
yes.
also on in France, in Italy, in Spain, every year.
So
and
you go around Europe.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe I plan to come with a group to Iceland.
Yeah, and then you are painting landscape all over Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have yeah. many pictures from landscapes from many countries.
Yes.
So you have got to know many, many different countries. In
yes,
Europe.
Yes, yeah. And this is
so
very nice, I must say.
It's an adventurous life.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It is.
Oh, if people want to see your gallery, when can they come and see your pictures?
At the Little Gallery in Hafnarfjörður, is that right, correct? right pronounced?
Little Gallery.
Yeah, the little gallery, just
yes.
the little gallery.
Friday
yes.
Evening from 5 to 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Saturday from 12 to 5 o'clock.
Yes.
And Sunday from 1 to 5 o'clock.
Okay. So those are the times, that those are the... Yes, they can
That's
see
open,
your pictures.
Opening,
will you show pictures you're painting now in that gallery?
Yeah.
Did you bring with you pictures also?
No, I paint here.
All the pictures
yes,
that you're going to show in the gallery are from Iceland.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes
Icelandic
of
animals, birds.
Yeah, maybe some puffin.
Birds, yes.
Yeah, I'm painting one.
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know if it. I will show it because, well, it's watercolor. I can't manage to make very, very good paintings. Some of them maybe. I will choose in the end if I have to choose, if I have so many so I can choose. But the Little Gallery is very small.
Yes.
So I will show maybe 15, 16, 17. Pictures or paintings.
Yeah.
Everybody from Iceland.
So we were speaking about how it is to be a Swedish artist, whether it's difficult or
yes, and I managed
the state doesn't support artists in Sweden, do they?
Yes, they do, but you have to be very famous.
Yes, you have to be
yeah.
not very good, but very famous perhaps.
To be very good is not enough.
No, it's not.
You have to show your face in the TV.
Do you think that's right? I mean, why should either the state should support artists, or they should not?
Yes, I don't know. That's good, but it's for very few people
yes.
that got this.
If those artists are famous, they have much more income than those who are not famous.
Yeah.
So the state is supporting those artists
yes.
who have a great
yes.
income.
Yes.
Now, this is strange. Yes. Well, that's how it is.
But you know Lars Lerin?
Yes.
You know the artist Lars Lerin?
I've heard about him, yes.
Yeah. He's very famous. And
yes.
you can see program in TV every year with him. And his painting is like 1 million and 500,000. Now I speak in Swedish krona.
What places in Iceland are you going to visit and paint? Have you decided?
Yes, I will go now up to Snellfellnes,
yes,
and paint Annarstapi and also the Svartuluft lighthouse, Viti.
Yes.
Because, you know...
Lighthouse.
Yes, the lighthouse,
yes,
at the end of this Snellfellnes.
Yes.
And I like really the contrast between the lava cliffs, like dark brown, purple, blue and black. Yeah. And the lighthouses here on Iceland are orange.
Yes.
And you can see the contrasting colors, and that's what I work with, and the light also. So if I have very nice weather, like a blue sky, I don't paint blue skies outside a dramatic cliff with the lighthouse. Then I put some rain coming in, or thunder or something. So it's...
But you will go on traveling over the traveling the country from Snellfellnes?
No, after that we go to Hafnarfjörður, yes, and the exhibition. Yes. Then we have to go home because I have a classes home back in Sweden.
So,
also I have to move my studio to another building. You know what that means. Yeah. So I have a lot to do back in Sweden. But I think I will come back.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
And come and visit us again.
Yeah.
So we can tell our audience where you are. But they can come and visit you in Hafnarfjörður.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope they will. The artists, of course. Maybe we can talk about exchange if they want to come to Sweden.
Are you going to meet Icelandic artists? Have you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. If they want to, I will invite them and we can talk to have some Swedish artists coming here to the Little Gallery and maybe some other galleries also. I will talk to him.
Yes.
Elnar, I think, Elnar, yes.
Já, ég held að þetta, þetta bara endur segja það að hann er að minna náttúrulega á það eftir ferð sína núna frá Snæfellsnesi, þar sem hann allar að mála á Snæfellsnesi og Arnarstapa og fleiri stöðum, að þá allar hann sérst að taka móti fólki í Litla Galleríinu á Strandgötu 17, Hafnarfirði, það er föstudagur næsti, það er 5. 7. og 7. lögadag og sunnudag og mér finnst nú svo skemmtilegt í þessu að hann ætlar að hafa þetta svona happdrætti með hverjum þeim sem að kemur að hann tekur þátt í þessu lottói og það verður dregið á sunnudaginn eina af þessum fallegu myndum sem hann hefur verið að mála núna í ferðinni og það er alveg nauðsynlegt að það komi fram en how about Swedish music in the end of this interview skal vi ekki ha en svensk musik
tycker jag låter bra.
Ja, vad syns du om ABBA?
Vi
har i Island har så mycket ABBA här.
Alldeles utmärkt med en ABBA-låt. De har ju kommit med nya spännande.
Ser du?
Yeah.
Ja.
So if you have a new one,
yes,
from the ABBA from last year.
Yeah, from the newest
songs, yes,
from them.
Yes,
we have them.
Yes, so if you have,
yes, play it. Yes, we have had a song with the name Just an Ocean. It's from the new one.
Yeah, yeah.
Just an Ocean.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And you also can have Don't Shoot Me Down, but I don't think we should should play that. So we take a Just an Ocean and say... thank you very much for your come here to Radio Saga. Hákon Group, og ég bara endur til það, þetta er stórkostur vatnslitamálari frá Svíþjóð, frá Nýsjöping og hann verður með sýningu núna, föstudag, lögadag og sunnudag næstkomandi í Litla Galleríinu Strandgötu 19, Hafnarfirði. Er það ekki?
Thank you, Hákon, for being here on Radio Saga.
Thank you so much.
And have a good time in Iceland. I hope you have.
Thank you.
Ja, så får vi ABBA och hur på.
And now listen to ABBA. Thank you very much.